I'm going to say this every time, but what is with these teachers obsessed with LGBTQIA, B, C, D, E, R, you know, like kids, like affirming their gender? Well, what is with that? Like, why are they so obsessed with that? There's so many on TikTok. What's up, guys? Welcome to Let It Be Heard, where we are doers of the word, not hearers only. I'm your host, Jaden Hurt, and today we're going to be talking about how young elementary and middle schools need to conform to LGBTQIA plus kids. Check it out.
Teachers, make your classroom LGBTQ plus inclusive from the very first day. This is tip number 8, so go back in my profile for other tips. I talked about assessing your language in another tip, but this one's all about like classroom practice. Are you lining up your students into boy and girl lines? Yes. Remember, when you do that, if a kid doesn't particularly identify strongly with either of those, it makes them have to kind of choose something that isn't true to them. So find other ways to line up or group your kids. It could be by their student numbers. It could be by their birthday months. Get creative, have fun with it, and you don't need to always center gender in your classroom.
Well, I grew up with the saying that it's blue or pink and not purple. No purple. That was on the buses. That was in the classroom. That was on the playground. You know, here's a story, a little story time. So back in like second grade, this was how to get girls, okay? You had to be fast, okay? If you were the fastest kid in the class, you got the most girls because they would chase you on a playground. They couldn't keep up with you. You're breaking ankles. You're going around, right? And I remember one time, like, this guy named, I'm not going to say his name, but let's just call him, you know, let's call him Cade or something, right? So Cade is way faster than I am at this time. He's the most popular kid, obviously. And I just remember, like, all the guys sitting back, like, dang, like, he's getting all these girls, like, you know. And it's not, like, girls in the sense of, like, the same way we're saying about it today, obviously. We're, like, we're little kids. But, you know, he's being chased around on the playground, and he has all the girls chasing him. And, you know, which, I mean, I don't really have an issue with. I mean, I'm not saying that that's, like, inappropriate. But the intentions of us guys was to get girls to chase us, which, looking back on it, I don't really know why that was the case. But my point is, you know, those rules are set in place for a reason, okay? Even the little kids, you know, can break these purple and blue and pink rules, you know, with the wrong intentions, you know what I'm saying? And again, not the same wrong intentions that we have today, but, you know, Cade or myself or the other guys knew what we were doing, okay? We knew what we were doing. Most little boys do. And so, same way on the bus, you separate it by gender because I'm telling you, if you get past your cootie stage, you want to sit next to her. You hope you get sat next to a girl. I'm sorry. It is what it is, you know, and I'm sure girls are the same way. And then in the classroom, you know what I'm saying? First day of class, you walk in, there's a girl's, you know, first day of class, you walk in, your names are on the desk because you don't know where you're sitting yet. So you find out you're assigned seat that way. And you hope that there's a girl named next to your name, you know? I mean, you know, it is what it is, you know? I don't know what to say. And so we've always had these things in place because it's not appropriate necessarily to always have purple. You need to keep it blue and pink. They've really always taught us this. Should we change it? No, we should not change it. Please don't change it. Please do not put someone like me or Cade in any more proximity with more women. Like, just don't do it, okay? Because it's just not appropriate, to be honest with you. That should be the only reason. These are little kids. Let the men grow up, let the boys grow up to be men and hang out with the boys and wrestle and play outside while the girls talk about Barbie. You know, it is what it is. And if there's like a girl who is not into all that, then it's not a big deal. I mean, you ever heard of a tomboy? You know, you ever heard of a girl who just doesn't like Barbie or Taylor Swift or Hannah Montana? I mean, they exist. She's going to be fine. They always have been fine. You don't have to accommodate them by having a whole nother line or combining the lines or whatever, which I don't remember necessarily having lines that separated boys and girls. I do remember doing it by number. I do remember doing it by, what you call it, last name. I don't necessarily remember doing it by gender. So I don't actually have an issue with doing the integrated lines. Like if you have the line where you have to, okay, everybody line up, we're going to go to lunch. I mean, there's nothing that can happen there. It's not a big deal. I mean, who cares? I don't really have an issue with that. But I do have an issue with the premise of his argument. His whole foundation, his whole premise of it is that there are some kids who don't identify as boy or girl. As Candace Owens says, man up, life is tough, like, get a helmet, you know what I'm saying? Like, get over it. You know, like, kids need to learn from an early age, just because you don't identify a certain way, or just because you're not a certain way, doesn't mean we need to accommodate for you. You know, that's not how life works, you know? Sadly, though, this country is going so far down into the deep hole that we're starting to accommodate for other people's mental health instead of having reality in life, and then the mentally health people are the exception and the outliers, and they adjust to our reality, right? Same thing with a guy who has, ADHD or something, or someone who has some kind of personality disorder. Okay, we're not going to affirm their other personality or whatever's going on with them. We're going to treat it, and we're going to live as if reality exists. Same thing with gender dysphoria, which we should do the same thing, is these are the outlier. They're not the rule. They're the exception. Therefore, we should treat it, get them some help, and boom, integrate them into reality, right? Not change reality to fit their mental illness. Same thing with these kids. Again, I'm going to say this every time, but what is with these teachers obsessed with LGBTQIA, BC, DER, you know, like kids, like affirming their gender? Well, what is with that? Like, why are they so obsessed with that? There's so many on TikTok. Thank the Lord Jesus Christ above all things that I don't have to surf through all that, that my producer does that for me. Yeah, he's laughing. Yeah, it's awful. I feel bad. I feel like he needs that's a six-figure job. Seriously. But no, what's with the obsession with these teachers and these kids? I'll tell you what the obsession is. They're realizing that this stuff is not, you're not born with this stuff. You're taught it. Okay. It's just that simple. I think there was a statistic where, like, I think all the other generations is LGBTQ identifying is like less than 2% at the most, like 2% at the most. I think millennials are up there closer to 2%. But after that, it drops down way down to like way less than 1%, right? Gen Z is 20%. One out of every five Gen Z person that you meet is either lesbian, gay, bisexual, intersex, non-binary, asexual, pansexual. I'm actually very impressed with myself that I just listed a whole bunch of those. One out of five. And you tell me that this stuff has always been like this? You mean to tell me a fifth of the whole population is gay? No, absolutely not. This stuff has been taught. It's been normalized. And Romans 1 talks about this very well. But we profess to be wise, we became fools. And we really just delve deep into our lust of the flesh. And it's very sad. And we taught it to our offspring. And then some people say, well, Jaden, why is it a big deal? Why is it a big deal if the fifth of the Gen Z is gay or identifies as not the gender that they were born with, or whatever they say, whatever they throw out there? The issue is that the Bible, first of all, okay, how about this? Let's put our creator, for some reason, aside for a second, which I don't even feel like we should have to. I feel like his word speaks the truth, and that should be the only thing that we consider when looking at these things. Even if, quote-unquote, science disagrees with what I'm about to say, the Bible disagrees with homosexuality, disagrees with all these things, yet we're so slow to condemn it. But anyway, that's a whole other argument. Well, let's put it aside for a second for you guys who aren't religious. Science itself teaches you that a man and a woman must come together to, you know, it takes two to tango, you know, Adam and Eve, not Adam and Steve type beat. You know, it takes a male and a female to make a child. How do you keep, you know, society alive? You have children, okay? Which is why I don't understand why there's a big alliance between the pro-abortion lobby and the LGBT lobby, because the LGBT people are the last people that have to worry about having babies, and the abortion lobby is not going to abort babies out of the LGBT because they can't have babies. So I've always wondered why that was like a huge alliance, but somebody can answer that for me in the comments. The second thing is, this is more of a kind of a health medical perspective as far as LGBT goes, but they're more likely to have STDs, HIV. These are chlamydia, like very bad stuff that can kill you and or make you extremely sick. That most likely comes out of the LGBT community. Okay, that's the medical side of it. Not to mention, there's been many studies done where there's been diseases passed through that community, not even just sexual, but like different ones because of stuff that they may be into. You know, and again, I'm not really wanting to get into that, but I did want to give like a medical side to it. Another side to it, mental health, okay? You're seeing that as you increase the, I don't know how else to put this, you increase the gayness, then you see an increase of, I'm sorry, but you see an increase of like, you know, like, how do I say this? Mentally ill people, like they're a little off, okay? Such as your non-binaries, your multi-personality disorder people, and trans persons, and you know, and whatever you call them, there's more gay, there's more of that, and so as far as that goes, you're seeing that increase by the hundreds every day. And what is the result of that? Well, now you have a lot of people. These people, well, really, they just have gender dysphoria. Some of these people don't. It's just a trend, and so they're doing it because it's cool. But then they get so into it, and then they eventually just come out as whatever they are, right? And that's very weird. And then you look at the suicide rates in these trans communities, not as much as gay communities, but the trans communities, it's like upwards of 40, sometimes 50, sometimes 60%. I mean, the numbers, I don't know. I've seen like a range between 40 and 60, which is higher than any other community in the history of time, including like slaves in every society, that's just insane to me. And so what I find odd about this whole thing is how this is the hill that the left wants to die on. Yet I believe personally that this trans issue is going to rally a lot of the voters on the right wing space to come out and vote against this crap. I think we're getting sick of it. I think parents are going to come out against it. And I think that's the good news of this whole thing. I really hope that this is the hill that the left wants to die on, because you will die on it. Because I'll be honest with y'all, even a lot of people on the left do not support this stuff. They don't talk about it. Yeah, they may be socialists. They may like want more government. They want to take their guns away. But a lot of these folks, the black community, does not support this stuff. I'm telling y'all. You know, but on the right wing space, we support things like traditional family, traditional values, free speech. Speaking of free speech, you guys need to download ExpressVPN. Okay, these big tech companies are taking down all of our accounts. They're not allowing us to have free speech, and we're funding their big corporation by using their platforms and them stealing our data. That's right, guys. That's how they make all of their money. They track your searches, they track your video history and everything you click on, and they do this, they build a huge profile on you, and then they sell off all of your sensitive data. Now, when you use the ExpressVPN app on your computer or your phone or your laptop, you anonymize much of your online presence by hiding your IP address. This makes your activity much more difficult to trace and sell to advertisers. What's more, ExpressVPN encrypts 100% of your network data to protect you from eavesdroppers and cyber criminals. Now, what I like most about it is how easy it is to use. It just takes one click to protect all of your devices, which is why ExpressVPN is rated number one by TechRadar. So let's revoke their right to our privacy, or their right to our privacy, and let's revoke their right to take us off of line, honestly, and let's take back our freedom of privacy and our freedom of speech by going to expressvpn.com/RSBN. If you click that link, you get 3 months free of an annual subscription. Again, that is expressvpn.com/RSBN. Protect your data, guys, and stay safe on the internet. So, but anyway, that's kind of my whole take on this whole thing. Then, of course, you have 1 Corinthians 6 in the Bible that says homosexuals will not make it to the kingdom of God. However, they can repent. They can come out of that. I've met former homosexuals. And then you have Romans 1 that talks about homosexuality, how a man loved the natural use of a woman. Yeah. And then likewise, the women, you know, came together and they became futile in their thoughts and stuff like that. Read Romans 1. It's very good. And so every perspective that you have, scientifically, medically, mentally, mental health, mental illness, the Bible, I mean, logically, this doesn't make sense either. I mean, it doesn't make sense. A man and a man, you know, you can't do that. It just doesn't make any sense. Okay, it's not how we were made. Even the body parts that we're given is pretty obvious what they're meant to be used for. You know, I took health class in like fifth grade and they told us this stuff. So I don't know how it's any different now. It hasn't been different for the past 4,000, 5,000 years, however long humans have been around. So anyway, I'm going to stop ranting, y'all. Have a good rest of your weekend. Stay safe and God bless. Thank you guys so much for watching this video. Be sure to check me out on Instagram, TikTok, and X. And be sure to hit that follow button and that join button. It'll take you over to our local channel where you can further support the show and get access to additional content. And if you're on YouTube, hit that subscribe button. God bless.